you just tell us what the aims of the Australians are now here this summer?
Yeah, I don't think our aims are any different, I suppose, to any previous tournament. It's always to win every game that we play in, and it's no different here. And we're looking forward to kicking off our campaign tomorrow. I suppose it all sort of started back in Brisbane with our really good work over there for a week. Did our pre-tour camp there, which was really good. Got some good things out of that, and guys started to hit the ground running again, which was nice. And so we've got nice little lead-in with these three practice games. There's obviously a few things where we still need to work on with our team and what our best lineup is. So it's really exciting. It's actually really good competition for spots at the moment. And I think guys are looking forward to getting started tomorrow.
Glenn, you don't need to tell me you're coming over to the shores. The UK crowds are going to give the Aussies a bit of a jip. But obviously now with David and Steve being reintegrated into the squad, into the team as well. How has that gone, bringing those two formidable players, but after a year's suspension, to bring them back into the team? How has that reintegration gone, Glenn?
Yeah, I think it's been fine. I think we've all, it's not like they've dropped off the face of the earth over the last 12 months. We've all still been in contact with them via text when you catch up with them at different times. They haven't exactly been disappearing acts for the last 12 months. They've been around, so... it's great to have them back in the team and in the squad, and their experience. They're World Cup winners. They're world class performers. They're known world class performers, and we're looking forward to having them back in our lineup and them performing well and winning games for us. And the other part of your question, I think every time you come over to England, regardless of what's happened previous, you're always going to cough a bit. And I still remember 2000, and I think it was 16 that we came over here, and I think the Stokes handled ball incident at Lords, and I've never heard a Lords crowd cheer or boo, and that's one of the first impressions we had when we came over. I think that was at one of the first games of the series, so I don't think it's going to be any different.
Just one more question on this, and you know, you've spoken well about this with the reintegration, like they haven't fallen off the face of the earth. But in terms of professionally now, they're back in, you've got a new coach, Justin Langer, as well. The expectations, was there, you know, do they have to apologise, or you know, in a professional sense before they came back into the squad to you? How has that been, just sort of to get the incident that happened in South Africa, to get the whole scenario just out of it and move on?
Well, they've served their 12 months, they've done their time. I think they've well and truly paid their dues, that's for sure. So it's time for us and everyone to sort of move on and concentrate on what we've got right now, and that's a World Cup, and closely followed by an Ashes. So there's a lot of things to be concentrating on now, so there's no point worrying about, I suppose, what happened 12 months ago.
So cricket, England, number one ODI team in the world. A lot of people are saying they're the favourites. Does that make you smile when you hear an England team that's being made favourites and an ODI? Do you feel they're there for the taking?
Oh, not really. They're a pretty good side. It doesn't really faze me whatsoever. I think we're here to concentrate on what we can do. And if you're too worried about the other teams in the competition, you forget about what's really important, what's right in front of you. So for us, it's about worrying, controlling what we can control, which is what we've done really well those last eight games. We've had some really good success against two really good nations in India and Pakistan, and in foreign conditions. So that was a really great test for us coming into this World Cup, and we stood up against two really good sides. So it's been a good lead-in, and that's why we're really excited, I suppose, to hit the ground running these three games.
Glenn, if you can indulge us, sort of, you know, the English mentality this summer, to have a team that is, you know, firing well, playing well, look good in the warm-ups, etc. What do you make of the team they've got? Obviously, they've announced the squad for sure this morning, 15 in. The pace they've got with somebody like Jofra Archer. What do you think of the England team, the England makeup?
I haven't seen their squad.
They've gone for Jofra Archer is in, and Liam Dawson, the Hampshire spinner, has come in as well. They're probably the two names. David Willey has dropped out.
Denley. And Wood.
Denley.
And Hales.
And Hales, obviously, yeah. Yeah.
So Vincent?
Vince is in, Hales. Yeah. So what do you think of that? I think concentrate on the pace. What do you think of the, you know, England going for, you know, two real quickies there with Jofra Archer and Mark Wood?
It doesn't really faze me too much, I suppose. I think every team's trying to get the balance of their squads right, and I think we've got as an exciting squad as anyone. So we've certainly got genuine pace. We've got good, great spinners, and our world-class batters, so I think we should worry about our squad, not theirs.
What are your memories of Hampshire, mate? Have you played a game out this little oval before?
Actually got an interesting story about this ground, exactly. So 2012, when I arrived, a few things went wrong with my visa. Oh, not went wrong with my visa. I was trying to play as a local for Hampshire and ended up having to play club cricket and to get the overnight registration through. They were up till like late at night, the night before the game, and we were playing against Hampshire Academy, South Wilts, and went out to bat, opened the batting, first ball nicked one, caught by the keeper, umpire gave me not out, and like the Hampshire Academy coach came walking, like steaming on the ground, like losing his mind, and I was about to play second 11 with this team as well, so I was like, this is not a great first impression. So yeah, I didn't get too many afterwards, so it wasn't too bad, but yeah, it wasn't a great first impression at the club. But yeah, I had great times here, and Hampshire gave me an opportunity when I was really young. I was only 23 here, and hadn't played a whole lot for Victoria, and it was I suppose my way of getting into the Australian side, so I owe Hampshire a lot. They gave me an opportunity when they didn't have to. I was just over here by luck and playing a bit of club cricket, a bit of second 11 with them, and luckily enough played a few T20 games and played pretty well, and was playing for Australia a couple of months later, which was pretty awesome.
And in terms of stopping someone like Chris Gayle or Andre Russell out here, what are the kind of plans, how the bowl was shaping up for that?
Yeah, we were trying to sort of liken the ground to a size in Australia, and it's sort of the same size as Hurstville. Which I think was it Darcy Short got 270 there, Eddie got 200 there. There's been some big scores at Hurstville, and I think we might see another one tomorrow.
Is it almost good preparation to have an exaggerated small ground to kind of simulate what you might expect at this World Cup, you know, high scores, flat pitches?
Well, I felt like we had that at our centre wicket at Whitgift, where bowlers, if you slightly missed, it was four or six, so It's good to put pressure on bowlers, and I suppose when you get to the real games, have a bit of respite. I think the last two games were out in the main ground, which would be nice big ground. Although I think we'll be on one short boundary by the looks of the wicket out there. But it's good to sort of practice your skills under heightened pressure and what you're going to get, I suppose, later on in the tournament. And I think that's why Australia's been so successful, I suppose, in the past in World Cups and major tournaments, is handling that pressure and handling tournament play. And hopefully by starting the tournament off like this on a small ground against a power-hitting side in the West Indies, we can start to work on some things and nut some things out for the end of the tournament.
Having Ricky around the traps into the mix, what's it like having him back?
Yeah, I think Finchie was pretty spot on when he said it's like
11-year-old girl.
I saw him at breakfast this morning. I tried to keep it cool and just say, you know, Rick, but inside I was jumping for joy. It's good to see him. Got a few throwdowns through him before, which was nice, and just even talking to him about batting, it's so relaxing, and you hang off every word he says. And that's not to say the same effect with JL, but part of us were childhood idol, so it's good to have me.
He's shown a lot of faith in you over the years as well, Dally Dead, Evans and whatnot. What does it mean for your confidence having him around? Does it give you a bit of a boost from that point of view as well?
Yeah, he's been really good for me, and I think even stretching back to our time together at Surrey in 2013, we spent a lot of time together, and even just simple things like going down for dinner and talking about the game. And that's the thing, he's a cricket nuffy who loves talking about it, so he's someone similar to Finch and myself who just love to talk about the game and talk about the tactics, and just found someone I really click with, and you need those guys around the coaching circles, and he's certainly one guy I rest on.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of clarity around your role with the bat. What about with the ball? What are you expecting you'll have to do this tournament?
Trying to keep six most of the time. Yeah, I think for me, I suppose a lot of the time that I bowl, I just try and limit the boundary balls. As long as I'm doing that, if they hit some good shots off my bowling, I'm not too fazed. But if I'm limiting the boundary balls and giving myself the best chance to, I don't know, squeeze a few dot balls, a couple of tight overs, it might create a bit of pressure at the other end. I think it's important for me to just bowl in a partnership with someone, and that's probably the clarity I have in my role. And it's something I did a little bit in Dubai and India, and started to get a few more overs, a bit more consistency, and to have that continue into, I suppose, my time at Lancashire, where I got plenty of time at the bowling crease, you get that rhythm, you get that feel of the ball coming out consistently. It's yeah, I suppose you need that as a part-time bowler, is to have that consistency of time at the crease and, I don't know, get a few of the cobwebs there, I suppose.
Can you expand, sorry, just on that question a bit more, just what your expectations are on yourself with this World Cup? Because if you look at us looking at the outside into Australia, you're being marked out as a key player for Australia here, one of the players that could really shine and help Australia. Can you just expand on what your own personal expectations are on your performance?
I don't really have, I suppose, a number or anything like that that I put on. I suppose my role in the team is to adapt to whatever start we have, and whether it be we're off to a flyer or we've lost a few early wickets, it's just to adapt to whatever I get thrown into. So it's hard for me to put stats and figures on what I want to expect. I suppose I just want to have an impact on games in a really positive way and be able to control the back end. And I have expectations of myself to finish off games and be the guy who's winning us, who's standing there at the end of the game and making sure that we win the game.
What about first game, Mujeeb, Nabi, Rashid Khan? How do you prepare and plan for that?
I suppose it just be as busy as you can, I suppose, facing these spinners and making sure that you're really clear in where you want to hit these guys. And you've got to have a plan A, plan B and plan C against these guys, whether it be staying deep in your crease going forward and or trying to take them on. So I'm sure all the guys have been watching the footage, watching games that they've played, and we'll be across all that. And I'm sure we'll be fine.
How did Justin go in the nets earlier today?
I just looked over. He just gets boredom batting every now and then. He just wants to have a hit, does his little head tilt. And
no pads either.
No pads, yeah. But he was still just like poking around. He couldn't hit it out of the inner circle.
So, remind me, you skipped the IPL because of the World Cup. Was that the thought process there?
Yeah, a little bit. It was about sort of giving myself the best chance to prepare for this tournament and going forward, and potentially a chance, I suppose, of having more time playing cricket in England just before the Ashes. And I suppose if everything does go well and I do perform well in this, you never know, there might be some more cricket in the end. But first and foremost, it was giving myself the best chance to perform well in this tournament.
You know, it's a difficult decision to make, isn't it? You're toning down a bit of coin to do something like that.
Yeah, just a little bit. yeah, it's quite a big decision, but in the long run, I'd rather be a two-time World Cup winning player than a rich player without it.
Good answer.